Bethel's Pete Kaiser at the Cochrane Bible Camp on the shores of the Yukon River. So, Pete, how's this Yukon run shaping up for you?
Oh, it's nice so far. A little bit slow that last run. The run from Tanana to here, kind of a soft trail, but it's good to be on snow, so I don't want to complain too much about it.
Good after that land run into Tanana?
Yeah, that was all good. That was all nice. Nice trail, and this is too. It's just a little slower going for us. But same for everybody.
How far did you go? I'm not sure our mile marker here.
This is 60 miles from Tanana.
So, Pete, you're putting some booties on the dogs. How many do you still have in your team at this point? I didn't get a number.
15.
Who'd you drop?
A big male named Sagal. Back in Tanana, he had a sore wrist. So we're down one. I don't expect to make it to Nome with 16 dogs, so it's just part of the process. It's not that big of a deal. Still have plenty of dogs, so I'm not too worried about it.
Your dogs are bedded down in a couple inches of snow here, and the trail itself, like you said, seemed a little soft, but this deeper snow, is it drifting in or causing any issues?
No, it's just the trail itself is not a well-used village trail, so it was put in probably recently, and it doesn't have the most firmest base to it, so the more traffic that goes over it, the more kind of chews it up and gives it an inch more and then an inch more of soft snow on top of the base. And that's what slows you down. So,
I know when we talked back in Anchorage, you were talking about how, you know, that really solid, fast pace that brought you to victory in the K300. It's a different race when you're going 1,000 miles instead of 300. Are you happy with the pace your dogs are giving you?
Well, I don't think it's so much about increasing speed, but maintaining a good speed. So, trying to run them and rest them so that we can maintain the speed that we're traveling, or the speed that we're traveling if we have the right trail. So it's kind of who slows down the least. A speedy team at the end is usually a slow team at the beginning. So we just started the race. There's a long way to go, and there's a lot of different ways to do this. But I'm hoping to conserve and play my cards right and have a strong team at the end. And like I said, we just started. I think we're only 250 miles into it. I mean, it's a quarter of the way, so we're just doing what I think my team can do.
When you talk about conserving, how are you conserving yourself on these long stretches of river, and you setting up for your 24 anytime soon?
Oh yeah, that's the difficult part. I haven't gotten much sleep at all. It's harder to rest when you're camped out on the trail when it's 40 and 50 below, but last night I had a heck of a time staying awake, and then I got in here and should have been able to sleep like a log, but I was somewhat restless in the middle of the afternoon. I still got a little sleep, but it wasn't the greatest of sleep, so yeah, we're not here to sleep though, so just try to manage it the best we can and get a bunch of sleep when we get on our 24.
Any idea where you're going to be taking that one?
In one of the next three checkpoints.
So that would be Ruby Galena or Huslia?
Yep, we'll just see how this trail pans out and how the dogs look.
All right, I'll let you go. Thanks very much, Pete. That was Pete Kaiser taking a break on the Yukon River and reporting from the Yukon at Cochrane's Bible Camp. For KNOM, I'm Matthew Smith.